I want you to focus on that one body part that you have a struggle with, that you struggle with, that you don't like, that you hate, that you can't stand, that you want to change, that you keep resisting and you're frustrated how it's staying the way it is, you don't like how it looks, whatever it may be. It's that one body part. You may have more, but pick one, the one that you like the least, the one that has been consuming you the most, that you've been focusing on the most. Pick that one body part, you close your eyes, and you visual, you just put your focus on there, right? So when you put your focus there, as you're breathing, I want you to place your hands on that body part, all right? So for me, it would be my stomach. That was my biggest struggle. Now, I love my belly, or I love my bellies, but it's still important for me that I continue to show love to it, because it's been a lot of mistreatment, right? So we got to continue to nurture and nourish that relationship with our body as a whole and the body parts, right? So place your hands on whatever the body part is. It doesn't matter. And then continue to have your eyes closed. And I want you to send love to that part. I want you to send love. If there's something that that body part needs to hear, say it as you're breathing. If there's a particular emotion you desire for that body part to experience, or you know that this body part needs more joy, needs more play, needs more appreciation, needs to, what? Hear that you're sorry. What is it that this body part needs? You already know the answer. The answer is within you. And I want you to intentionally send that energy to that body part as you hold your hands on it. Not hard, just slightly. The reason why we're placing our hands on the body part that we dislike the most is because we hold the most energy in our palms. You can also send your favorite color. So you can visualize, like if you love pink like me, you can send pink into your body part. And then you can add a smile. Just feel the lightness in your body. Be in the moment. Just think of your body part as someone you've been hurting for a very, very long time. And now you're working on re-establishing that relationship. Now you're working on fixing that relationship. What does this body part need to hear? How does it need to feel? And what is it like to experience? So you send all of that into your body part with your palms on that body part. Continue to breathe. And as you're doing that, we're gonna take three breaths together. So breathe in deeply. One. Continue to send that energy into it. Breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Hold and feel it. And now exhale. And a final time, send all the love, all the appreciation, some positive self-talk, whatever it is that your body part needs, send it a final time. And let's take a deep breath. And exhale. Okay. Now, I just want you to sit with it. I want you to sit with it and let me know how that felt. How did it feel to intentionally send love, send gratitude, send forgiveness into your body part? What did that feel like? And I want you to stay with that feeling. I want you to stay with that feeling even if you feel sad. Because this may be the first time that you've been practicing being appreciative of your body. If you feel sad, if you feel regret, if you feel angry at yourself, don't get frustrated about that, but spend some time today figuring out where those emotions stem from, why you're sad, why you're angry, and take some time and journal. If you feel super light, super excited, super fancy, super glossy, juicy, whatever the word may be for you, whatever the emotion may be for you, continue to build on that and see if throughout the day you can continue to send love to that body part. This is how we start practicing changing the relationship. This is one of the ways. There are many ways that I teach, but this is one of the ways, right? So this is something that you can do at any time, especially when you consciously, because yesterday I talked about catching ourselves when we're saying the things, right? When I'm speaking negatively to my body, fabulous and grateful, awesome, I love that. So if I catch myself speaking negatively to one of my body parts, then I can intentionally choose to stop. I can disconnect. I can let my thoughts go through me and say, okay, thank you, but I'm gonna choose to be present right now. And we start this exercise, and you can do it however many times you need to do it. Whatever it is that you need to send to this body part, you can.